Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live with the Modern Mystery School UK and EU podcast and YouTube channel. Yes, it's here. You've all been waiting for this amazing chat with Erin Wallace, the author of the most amazing book, Spiritual Shortcuts. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm very excited because some people might know who you are, might not know who you are, a little bit of background. Erin is the leader of the Modern Mystery School in California. So she has a huge area she covers and looks after lots of the practitioners there, and it hosts international classes and teachers. She is an international instructor herself. She teaches Kabbalah. She is a School of the Mage grad guide, RM, and been in the Mystery School, on the Mystery School path for many, many, many years. And she's also a good friend of mine. So I'm delighted to have her on the show and to find out a little bit more about the book. Now, can we just jump straight in?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Can you tell us, why did you want to write this book? What, you know, why did you want it out there, and what was the purpose?
So many reasons, but the main reason is when I was going through a really rough time in college, I lost my light for a while. I got really depressed. I used to be very idealistic, and something traumatic had happened. It's in my book, What Happened. And I got depressed, and I was like creating negativity around me. My thoughts became negative, and then I created negative situations around me. And then that only led me to believe that my mindset was real, that these bad things were what was going to happen. And then more happened. And then I went home to my mom's house for Christmas, and she had a lot of really cool books. And I went into one of her cupboards and found a book called Life as a Spiritual Experience, Metaphysics Made Practical by Paul. And it's just a simple book with like a little guy meditating on the outside. It had lots of quotes, and it was thin, and it just gave keys about how to be positive, like the laws of the universe, metaphysics. It was my first encounter with metaphysics, and I applied the tools about how your thoughts create your reality. And within a month, I was back to normal. I mean, you know, I still had some healing to do, but I realized that this is exactly what I want to do. And I was studying environmental studies and philosophy at the time, and I thought, oh, it's metaphysics all the way for me. There's no way. Why study anything but the mechanics behind how we create our reality or manifest our reality? And I'm so grateful. I don't even know who that is. It was barely published. You know, it just was 1975 by Paul. It was like magical. And I consider that the definition of grace. Like, I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't found that book. And I've helped a lot of people since. And the book is really what put me on the spiritual path. And so I wanted people to be able to find something like that, where it's not a lot of read. It's only 110. And we just saw the layout yesterday, and I'm so excited. I'm really into it now because you can see all the, there's a lot of pictures, because I personally, my eye is maybe, I don't know if I'm diagnosed ADHD or anything like that, but people of our generation, like we like quick, we're MTV generation. We don't want to read just a bunch of, I'm speaking for myself. I like to have something break up the eye. And so there's lots of quotes, there's lots of pictures, there's lots of exercises, and it's not that long. And so it just packs a punch, and you just get the keys, and then you can do something with it. And I'm hoping people who need help or are looking for help find it, and then are able to get themselves out and then find whatever path that they need to be on.
So is this book then, who is it for? Could it be for somebody that's never done any spiritual work, or is it for people more advanced? What do you think?
It's both. I mean, you're lucky. I feel like the people who find it without having done work, they're really lucky, because they're going to find a lot of things. It's called spiritual shortcuts. That's what it's called. And there's no shortcut, first of all. I mean, the shortcut is the path right straight up the mountain. That's harder, but it's quicker. And a lot of us don't want to take two trips. Like, I just came up here and I had a fan because my air conditioning went out. I had a bag, I had a purse. I'm not going to take two trips. I'm going to do it the hard way, you know, but fast. I didn't have to go back down. So that's what it's like. So if you find it when you're fresh and don't have a lot of ideologies in your head, it's going to help you just turbo button up that mountain. But if you're already on a spiritual path, I think it's some of the stuff that, some of the tips that I took a long time to learn. I don't know if I'm slower than the average bear or if this is just my gift. Like, I'm supposed to be having kind of a little bit of a struggle on my spiritual path and then having the light bulb go off and realize, oh my gosh, this is so much easier if you just do this one thing. And so I have 7 things that you can do that will make it quicker. So it's for everybody.
And so you mentioned that. So what are you hoping the reader will get out of the book? Obviously, there's the 7 shortcuts or the straight paths to the top of the mountain. What are you hoping the reader might gain from the book?
I want people to, we are all walking each other home. So like it's all of us or none of us, if you've heard that or not. It's true. Like, all of us are together. Even though we seem like we're separate because we're in different bodies, it's easy to think that we're separate and we need to compete with each other, but that's not actually true. And so basically it benefits me if I give everybody a shortcut so that we can all go to Shambhala together, because I personally can feel everybody's pain. It's a gift and a curse. So like, let's say you're sitting across the room and you're sad. How can I be really, I mean, I'm going to be happy still regardless, but it does bum me out. Like, I don't want my friends and brothers and sisters to be slower than I am. You know, why don't we all go together? Because each person has a gift. So my little secret benefit that I'm doing it for is so that people go quicker, because really that's the whole point. Like, we can't just run to the top of the hill and enjoy the view by ourselves. Like, so if people read it, I think it's going to help them get happier, figure out who they are. Okay, I'm a creator God. I should know that myself. If I didn't, okay, so you're a creator God, know yourself. And if you don't know that, you're still creating. So it's better to know that so that you can change your thoughts and make whatever you're creating or manifesting better for you, which is better for everybody else. And so it benefits us all. So I really just want everybody to move quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I am of the same thought, as you know. Now, do you have a favorite part of the book that you could give us a glimpse in or just tell us a little bit about? Or is there a favorite part?
Yeah, I love all of it. But I think the part that's easiest to maybe, I mean, unless you have blocked the word God, which most people do, so I'll have to work on that right now, is aligning yourself with the will of God, which I usually pray for that. So I pray that all my thoughts, deeds, and actions today are in alignment with the will of God. Then you're clean. Like, if you actually mean that, you're going to be clean. Now, God is not some guy in the sky that you have to go through a priest to talk to. So if you have a trigger with that, it's actually you. Like, I'm the goddess of my own world. You, Davina Kate, are the goddess of your world. Everybody's the goddess of their own world. And then all together, we're one big God. So there's no reason to be upset with that word if you look at it that way. But if you're aligned with the will of God, it's clockwise. And it means that the will of God, let's distill that down. It just means the good of all, the highest good of all. So let's say you want something. I want something. If I'm in alignment with the will of God, then I'm actually going to get that thing I want, but while helping everybody else out at the same time. And so it just is a secret to life, because the opposite is going against the will of God, which is cursing yourself and everybody around you. So like, it's 2 choices. It's the easiest riddle to solve that none of us has solved. It's like, you either go towards the light or you go away from it. It's like Led Zeppelin. There's 2 paths you can go by. And in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. You either go towards the light or away from it. That's it. That's it. So if you're in alignment with the will of God, it's easier to manifest what you want, because you're going to get it, but while helping other people, everybody else at the same time.
Yeah, I joy is there every moment of the day if you're doing that. It's constant. There's no weight on your shoulder like dragging you down or anything. I find if you're sticking to that, I love that.
And then, yeah, you don't have any, you can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody wants to go against it, really. They just don't know that really everybody else is you in a way. And so if you're hurting anybody else, you're actually hurting yourself, and really you will be. And so something will happen to kind of equalize whatever you've done. And so if you want to just stay clean and pure without any obstacles, then you can easily just do that prayer. Once you distill out that, okay, yeah, I'm God, or, you know, you can work on any triggers you have with the word God, because that's a really important thing to get over. Because if you don't get over it, then you can't really own your own power, which is part of the know thyself, which is chapter one.
Yeah. I love that. And so reading this book, obviously I've been privileged to read it.
Dr. Davina Kate Bartram Brown.
Yes. And it was a pleasure to do that. And I was very excited. And what I actually felt at the end was that it created this desire to seek more and to delve more into myself. I wanted to be a better person. And I'm wondering, what next step would you recommend to the reader if they get to the end of the book and they're seeking more? What would you recommend?
Yeah, well, if you haven't, I mean, the way I got all these keys or these shortcuts is from walking the initiate path, the path in the lineage of King Solomon in the Modern Mystery School. That's what created the challenges so that I could overcome those. Actually, I was talking to you about Warriors Light. Yeah, we have to overcome. And I've been using that a lot ever since you said that. We want to be challenged. It's good. And then so through the challenges that I've faced within myself by traversing a path of know thyself, I've gotten these keys or shortcuts, whatever you want to call them. So that's what I would recommend. If you haven't done the path yet, there's guides all over the world, Modern Mystery School guides, where you can do the first step where you get tools so that you put light around you. First, you get your DNA activated with a wand. Somebody will put activate your light within you from your lineage and from your divine heritage, your physical lineage and your divine heritage. And then I recommend going to empower thyself so that you can start creating a light bubble around you from your own energy mixed with your own divine energy. And it's going to help you to get the answers from within. They're all here because you have everything you need. Because you are, it is true, you're God. I'm saying that a lot, but it's true. So then if you do that, then you can start to clear away the triggers, the buttons, and everything like that that keep you programmed and into the past. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that. I mean, I do a million different healings, and I pretty much, if people come to me for healing, I've said, oh, let's do the life activation and empower thyself. I don't really want to do a bunch of healings on you because I'd want you to be able to keep the energy and move forward on your own. So it's really empowering. It's about you deciding, just like you're really good at going to the gym, Davina Kate, right? So it's like doing the rituals every day. It's kind of like building muscle. So that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. I think it's so key, isn't it? That, you know, so wonderful that people have the opportunity to be able to do this for themselves. And like you say, not keep coming back to us again and again and again. You know, you can just learn it for yourself and off you go. You know, you're self-sufficient and you can walk the path. I love that. We're all about efficiency.
Yes, yes. You have a lot to do.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait. Now, can you tell us when the book is actually coming out, when it's going to be launched? Do we have a date yet?
We have a date. I had like an astrologer look it up for the perfect date. September 26th, we're going to do a launch party Pacific time, 5:00. And the pre-sales are important. It'd be really cool. I don't have the pre-sale yet. The book is still being laid out. It looks really cool though. I mean, I'm actually really proud of it now because the pictures and the quotes, you'll love it. Like, it's fun to read. But the pre-sale is like at the end of this month. And so just look at both of our social medias. And I have a new Instagram that's just for this part of me, the author part of me. And it's called I Am Erin Wallace. And so there's like little interviews with me on that. And then I have a new website coming out, Erin Wallace author. Mm-hmm. It's not out yet, but it's just for like the book part of me.
Mm-hmm. I just put that I am Erin Wallace in there. If anybody wants to check that out, we'll put the links in, of course. So people, and then so the book launched on the 26th of September, and then people will be able to pre-order and order books as soon as we'll get those links out to them.
Pre-order is really would be great because then I can, yeah, pre-order would be great.
Amazing, amazing. Well, we'll make sure. That we get that out on our end as well. So that's wonderful. And we can't wait. We can't wait to have this book in our hands. I know everybody is going to really, really, really enjoy it. Thank you for taking the time to write the book and, you know, and taking the time now to come and speak to us about it. So, we're all behind you 100%.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to help us all go quicker. Like it took me forever to find some of these things out, like just how to heal your inner child. Like most of the problems we have are inner child problems, things like that. I give you tips and then you can do it quicker. It took me forever to figure that out. So
it's truly, truly glorious. And I know that you're busy, you know, you teach Kabbalah and Empower Thyself and you serve on Healers Academy and all sorts of different things that you're doing constantly, you know, around the world. And so people, if you're in Erin's area, you know, in California, check her out, you know, go and actually spend some time with her in a class. She's an amazing teacher. You won't be disappointed. So please, you know, reach out to her. So you can actually, you know, read the book and actually have her in person as well. You know,
that'd be so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Erin. Thank you so much. And hopefully we get to do another podcast once the book is launched and we find out a little bit more
into it.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. You're the first person to interview me about the book.
I know. We're so grateful for that. We love having firsts here on the show. So this is wonderful. And please do make every effort to check out this book. And we will see you all again soon.